Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 1, we were taught that the call of God that is given to us is much like an order given to a man in the military, and we are responsible to carry out the order. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
You might say that this is a key verse right now that we're looking at in Timothy. The remainder of the book is providing detailed instructions to Timothy for pastoral ministry. Now, this charge is called this charge, okay? It is a major order of command. It's of such significance that it is committed to only certain men to see that it's carried out. And in this case, it's to pastors. Now, since I never served in the military, I believe some of you men who have served could tell me stories of what happened to those who do not carry out an order in leading other men. Well, that's the impact of this charge I commit to thee. It's given to a leader by one of his superiors. Now, the calls are limited. That is, they're a limited number. That is, it's to pastors. But the responsibility is great. In James chapter 3, verse 1, it states that we who would be pastors have the greater condemnation. The idea of more of an expectation as we approach the judgment seat of Christ. Many churches are trying to make the Christian life the opposite of God's design. Well, my friend, the Christian life is not a playground. It's a battleground. It is for engaging the enemy in war, which the gates of hell cannot prevail. It's not an entertainment in which our carnal natures must be made to feel good. Our old Adam is not renewed when we get saved. Our old Adam is not cleansed when we get saved. Instead, we're given a new nature. Timothy was drafted according to the prophecies which went before on thee, as it says here. In other words, Paul the Apostle was given a word from God, you might say from command center, to commit this ministry to Timothy as a pastor. And that call to the pastor of the church is just as strong today. Today we don't have apostles. The Holy Spirit in your heart calls as you seek His face. But the call that God has on anyone's life is as significant and accountable as this call that is given to Timothy in our text. Now he says that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Now these orders came from the Word of God. We need to understand that. But the use of the word prophecies, being plural, show not only through the apostle, but through preaching. The preaching of the word was such that through it, the Lord was working in Timothy's heart to call him to the pastoral ministry. Now, you may have something you missed by not being in church to hear the preaching. Do you realize God holds you accountable when the word is preached and you're not there, but you could have been? Now, I know there are people that are sick, that are shut in, can't be there. And there are others that their jobs do not allow them to be there. But then there are those who say, well, I'm just too tired to go tonight. There are those who just say, well, you know, I just want to rest. No, you're responsible for that you miss when you could have been there. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 tells us that God saved some. How did he save them? We're told through the foolishness of preaching. That is why it is an abomination before God when preachers water down the gospel. Now, have you ever looked at Acts chapter 17 and in verse 22 and following where Paul was preaching to those at Mars Hill? He didn't water down. He says, you're too superstitious. And he cut down their worship. Now, today's modern society would say, you know, you shouldn't preach like that. You shouldn't put down and say anything is wrong with their religion. No, Paul let them know, this is what's wrong, and this is why it's wrong, and this is the way it's right. Now, realize there is a warfare. And realize it's not the liberals and it's not the devil that gives the orders for the warfare for our side. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, do you realize that principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, is speaking of various orders of devils, demons, if you wish. And these devils in these various orders are set up like military orders with specific jobs, and they do them. There's a battle today for each Christian against the world, the flesh, and the devil. The pastor of the church is to lead in this warfare, and he is to keep the enemy from infiltrating the church and weakening it. Therefore, he must preach against false doctrine. Things such as the contemporary movement, the emerging church movement, and all other like falseness before God. The head of the home, that is the dad, has the same responsibility for his house. Yes, it means TV, dress, standards, the internet, etc., is where dad is responsible for those things. The world will pressure with, well, they let their children do it. Well, dad, don't let others dictate to you how to raise your children. Let God dictate to you how to raise your children. You see, telling you that's how they do it in their home is one of the devil's weaponry to try to wear you down from the way of righteousness. Now, there are battles and struggles within the local church in which devils stir carnal Christians to cause a pastor grief and heartache. In a Christian school, we'll find people with great standards until it comes to sports. They're more interested in winning or that my child gets to play. They're more interested in telling that referee off than they are in what and who is spiritually best for the ministry and that child. They'll compromise standards for sports that they would not compromise in any other situation. A pastor cannot show partiality. He must have the world, the flesh, and the devil on one side, while the pastor stands on the side of God, his word, his will, and his righteousness on the other. Even if his best friends, which he respects, takes another avenue, and the ones he doesn't care for as much do the right way, a pastor must always go with the right, and the Christian must always go with the right. Even if it comes to choosing between God and family. I've watched over the years, people ready to jump on that person that their life isn't quite right. They don't dress like they ought to. Their standards aren't what they ought to be. And they're ready to jump all over it. But then they get somebody that's close. And they have some of those things in their life. And they say, well, you know, this is a new Christian. Well, you know, we got to understand. We got to give them some time. But the point is, they have all this grace with their friends, but none with anyone else. Fathers, you need to, in your home, always stand for what's right. And the importance is being stressed here of doing this in faith. That is, according to sound doctrine, according to the Word of God, and in a good conscience. You see, there are too many, entirely too many, preachers and ministries giving up on standards who at one time stood for the truth. Unfortunately as well, too many Christian men, as pastors of their home, have also given up ground to the devil. God give us pastors in the church and men in the home who endure in righteousness. That's our part of our battle orders. Your wife nor your children can be blamed before God if you give up your responsibility. Nor can a pastor blame deacons, teachers, staff. He must take the responsibility upon his own shoulders. You were drafted with orders. Now see, you are drafted with a battle strategy here in verse 19. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Those are strong words. Now, since we've already mentioned faith, that is, sound doctrine by which we order our life and ministry, let us now look at conscience. The word conscience in Greek is a compound word meaning co-perception. It is that within each of us that allows us to distinguish between right and wrong. One little girl was asked, what is conscience? To which she replied, it's that something inside me that tells me when my little brother is doing wrong. Well, some people have evidently accepted that as the definition, and they know what's wrong with everyone else. Well, conscience is that within which should tell us when we are right or when we are wrong. Do you realize that before the fall, there was no need for a conscience?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.